At the new co-working space Gather, about 20 people turn out for the Richmond Food Co-op's community forum. The co-op has held about a dozen of these meetings to help educate the community about what a food co-op is and attract new members.
Okay, welcome everyone. Thank you so much for coming tonight. This is our monthly...
Co-founders Susan Hill and Michelle Lord welcome the group and provide an introduction to the international movement of cooperatives.
There's a lot of different types of cooperatives. We're going to be a food cooperative, but there are energy cooperatives, retail cooperatives, employee-owned cooperatives.
Lord says the Richmond Food Co-op will be a member-owned, full-service grocery store focused on local, sustainable, and affordable products.
This is a movement of people coming together to make something happen. So rather than just waiting for the grocery store of our dreams to show up a block from our house, we are coming together as a group and saying, it is our responsibility to make that happen.
To become a member, adults pay a one-time investment of $125 in refundable equity. Each household also pays a $25 joining fee. For people with limited income, the joining fee is $5 and equity is $10. And membership will provide more than a discount on food, explains Lord.
So this is a democratically run business, which means that as a member, you are an owner in this business, and you're an equal owner in this business. We all are. We vote for the board. Everybody who's a member has the opportunity to run for the board if they'd like. And we help really to inform the decision making for this business.
One prospective member says he's interested in healthy food sources after experiencing a bout of cancer. Others want access to more local food during the winter months and products that are affordable. And a few, including Terry Lewandowski, are signing up.
It's a great idea. It's a great project. And I think everybody these days is more conscious of where their food comes from. They want to live more healthy.
About 500 others have also become members since the Richmond Food Co-op launched in January 2013. They'll need about 500 more to help move closer to the goal of opening the 8,000 to 10,000 square foot grocery store and community center in Scott's Addition. Not all of the $1.7 million in funding will come from memberships. Loans, including microloans from members, will be part of the equation. Michelle Lord says while they're seeing momentum, part of the challenge is convincing people to become members before a store is built.
We hit a point where we realized that right now we have enough followers to make this happen tomorrow. And it's just that transitioning from people who are waiting and watching and wanting to join once we're open to understanding that that's actually the pivotal pieces that people have to get on board now and be the ones to make it open.
Lord and Hill say building a co-op in Richmond is like a marathon rather than a sprint, and they want to make sure it will benefit the community for many years to come.
You know, in the last 10 years, Richmond has really seen a growth in the interest of in eating locally, and the farmers markets have just blown up. I think that it's been a long time coming, but I think that people have really now, over the last 10 years, developed the interest to be able to sustain it and to do it in a way that goes beyond just some sort of a niche interest here and there, but something that has a lot of really broad appeal of bringing people together around this.
Mm-hmm. Like so many things in life, it's about timing, and we feel like it's just been timed really nicely on the heels of the swell of interest in food and also pride in Richmond and the focus on building our Richmond community.
Food co-ops were a part of Richmond's not-too-distant history. Cheryl Mershak, a member of the new co-op, remembers Fair Share, which closed in the early 1990s.
Now we have a new movement that's drawing people together. The local movement, the organic is much stronger. Back then it was more natural, not as much packaging, not supporting multinational corporations. And so now it's more getting into the local thing.
Food justice and equity is another important motivation for the co-op's founders and members. University of Richmond assistant professor and co-op board member Julietta Singh says her goal is to make sure the organization is truly representative of the community.
So not just another grocery store that serves a certain socioeconomic and also racial constituency, but is truly dynamic in terms of race, gender, class, sexuality, and so on and so forth. So my aims and my investments in being involved in the board are all geared toward creating a space in Richmond that centers around food that is both educational and inclusive.
Other board members also have a deep interest in food. Josiah Lockhart is co-owner of Lockhart Family Farm, which raises rare and heritage breed poultry, pigs, and rabbits. And Tim Vidra is a food and lifestyle blogger. They're both attracted by the co-op's democratic and social aspects.
One of the reasons I believe so strongly in cooperatives is that they're democratically run organizations where everybody has a say. And it's a unique thing in that a lot of people, particularly with food-related organizations, have a lot to say and lots of strong opinions and are very quick to critique the decisions an organization makes. I mean, a lot of other food businesses in Richmond have fallen prey to this over the years. But the advantage of having a co-op is that those people with those very strong opinions have a say and can take part in making the decisions and changing that, which is a really important thing for us and one of the main reasons why I love co-ops as much as I do.
Well, I think it's building, helping build a community, and I think it's coming together and shopping together with like-minded folks and realizing that there's more people like yourselves in the community that that maybe have the same interest that a co-op community brings.
As the Richmond Food Co-op continues toward its goal of opening a store, members do get discounts with area businesses through a Buy Local program. And they're holding monthly events, including happy hours, volunteer days, and a summer picnic, as a way for members to connect, collaborate, and build community. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Kump, WCVE News.